Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. In this season of Lent, we're exploring a series of statements Jesus makes about himself in the Gospel of John. These seven I am statements help us learn who Jesus is and what it means to follow him as disciples. Today, our reflection for the first Sunday of Lent is given by the Reverend Helena Bickley Percival, Sacrist and Minor Canon at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe."
Jesus has just fed 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. The crowds are pressing around him, following behind him as he climbs mountains and crosses lakes. He seems to be fulfilling all their needs, healing them, speaking to them, and feeding them with an abundance that leaves 12 baskets of fragments once all have eaten their fill. They think they know who he is, and they think they know what they want from him, and they try to seize him to make him king. Jesus knows that many in the crowd have got it wrong. He is not there to fulfill their need for an earthly king to be crowned by force, nor is he there to fill merely material hunger. And so he turns to them and challenges them with who he really is, not who they want him to be. "I am the bread of life." But not only that, he makes it abundantly clear that the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus is not just some master baker. He is the bread itself. Many cannot accept this. Eating his flesh is profoundly taboo and goes so far beyond any mold they try to fit Jesus into. He is asking that they receive not just what he can give when it soothes their desires, but nothing less than himself, broken and shared. Every Eucharist, we are brought face to face with this abundance that does not operate on our own terms. At the altar, we are not given what we want or a vision of God which conforms to our own devices and desires, but instead we are given the bread of life. In the wilderness of Lent, up our own mountains of need, we are invited to turn away from those things that can never satisfy and open our hearts once again to receive the one who is the true bread from heaven.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about this season at the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.